The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you believe in miracles? Do you expect miracles to happen? I suspect that you do. I mean, think about what you pray for. Think about what we pray for. Maybe we pray for our own health, or maybe that pain may go away. Or maybe we pray for other people that their lives may be restored for whatever they're going through. Or maybe we pray for finances, that we have stress and burdens from financial issues, and so we pray God for relief. Or maybe you pray for your children, that as they grow up, they may make good decisions and have good lives. Or maybe we pray for something simple as rain. And sometimes these miracles do happen, and they happen just like we ask for them. Your health improves, or your pain is decreased. Other people's lives are turned around. Or sometimes money is found somewhere you didn't even think. Maybe it was money that was lost, or maybe you got a promotion, or maybe you got that job that you were always hoping for, and your financial burdens are relieved. Or maybe your children, as they grow up, start to make good choices, and they have good, strong, healthy lives. And sometimes the heavens just open up and the rain comes pouring down. God gives us miracles. Miracles that we may expect, but then too, God gives us miracles that we don't expect. And sometimes God gives us even more. Our gospel lesson for today takes place one day after the feeding of the 5,000 in John's gospel. On the day before of our gospel reading here, or the story in our gospel reading, Jesus had taken those two small fish and those five loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000 people with just that little amount of food. And they had their fill, and there was more food left over. When the day was done, Jesus and his disciples crossed over to the other side. But the people didn't realize or see them go. And once they realized that Jesus was gone, They too got into boats to go look for him. Some of them probably come running around the lake. It was the next day then, and that's where our gospel lesson picks up for today. It was on that next day then that they came to Capernaum, and that's where they found Jesus, was there in Capernaum. And they said, "When did you get here?" But Jesus knew what they were actually asking. He knew that they had their fill. And so he was telling them, do not ask for the things that fill your bellies, but rather ask for the things, for the food, for eternal life. But can you blame the people? They came looking for Jesus. They were amazed that he could feed so many people with so little food the day before. I'm sure that Jesus was teaching to them new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of looking about God. He healed their diseases. He cast out demons. And so they were ready to follow him. They were ready to find him again and see what he was going to do this day. So they came looking for him. But can you blame them? The day before, their bellies were full. They had enough to eat. They were filled. The common people in that day and time did not make much money. The wages for a day barely bought enough food for the family for the day. There was very little left over. And so if that family needed anything else, maybe repairs on a house, maybe new clothing, maybe something for the kids, sometimes they just didn't buy food. They didn't have enough to go around all the way. So it was a rare occasion when they would have full bellies, when they would be filled, when they would be full. It was a rare occasion, and the day before was one of those rare occasions, and it made an impression upon the people. Here in the United States, we also have a food problem, but it's just the opposite. We have too much food, and we tend to be filled all the time and to be overfull much of the time as well. People then simply didn't have enough food, and Jesus fed them, and so they were looking for more. So they came to Jesus asking him, what are you going to do? What kind of sign are you going to do today? Are you going to feed us again today? And Jesus really could have. He could have fed them another day. But if you remember from last week, and the story of the 5,000 was from last week, in that story it said, when they were filled, after they had eaten and when they were filled, they were ready to make him king. And that's why Jesus left. That's why he left and went to the other side. He was not ready yet for that. And their connotation of king was quite different. If he would have fed them again on this day, maybe they would have forced him to be king, start a revolution, upset politics, disrupt society. People would be taking up arms. People would be killing each other. And this is basically the same temptation when Jesus was baptized and went out into the wilderness. That first temptation, if you remember, Satan came up to him after Jesus had been fasting for 40 days. Satan came up to him and said, turn these stones into bread. Make a miracle happen. Do this miracle. These people were asking him to do this miracle. Produce more bread and we will make you king. A temptation. And so Jesus does not take that. Instead, he gives them even more. He says, do not work for the bread that perishes, but for the bread of eternal life. The people reminded him that God provided bread for the people of Israel as they were going through the wilderness. They were hungry, and God sent down quail and also the manna to feed them. And they said, feed us with the bread. And Jesus says, I am the bread. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus is the bread of life. He feeds us. We expect miracles to happen in our lives. And sometimes they do, just as we ask. just as we expect those miracles to happen. But sometimes they don't happen in the same way. Sometimes our health does not get better. Sometimes our neighbors' lives do not improve. Sometimes we continue to have financial burdens. Sometimes our children make the wrong choices and they get into trouble. Sometimes we sit for long periods of time in the heat and in the drought. The rain does not come. But God produces miracles. Do not work for the things of this world, for the bread that perishes, but rather work for God and receive the bread of eternal life. God has given us life. God is life. And when we turn away from God, though, then, that's when we face death. God is life, and when we turn away, we face death. And every time we sin, we are turning our backs on God. And because we sin every day, we face death. But Jesus says, I am the bread of life, and Jesus brings us life because he came to this earth. He went to the cross and he died, but he conquered death. He conquered death for us and he rose from the dead, giving us that promise as well too, that we will live with him forever. Jesus does produce miracles for us. God provides for us everything that we need each and every day. But God gives us even more. He gives us that promise of eternal life. He gives us ways to cope with the things of this world. He gives us that hope that we know that no matter what happens to us in this life, that God is right with us, that God is present, and that God will give us life forever. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.